everybody.
Everybody,
you're listening to the podcast. I am your host, Joe Redbeard. This is the first one, so it's probably going to suck. Anyway, I wanted to do a podcast. I've been wanting to do a podcast for some time now. And so here I am. I'm doing a podcast. Originally, I wanted to do it for music and play different music for people. But it turned out I suck with technology. So I decided not to do that. So now I'm just going to do what I know best, and that's just bitch about dumb things. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, jokes, nudes, go ahead and send them. HeathenUtah@gmail.com. I'm fucking up my own email here. Any questions, whatever, go ahead, send them to the HeathenUtah@gmail.com, and maybe I answer them. Maybe I don't. Maybe fuck yourself. Put it in a nice way. Don't turn the channel off or anything. So, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what is the point of this? Why even do this? I don't know. But I'm kind of an opinionated person. And I thought this would be kind of fun. So, as I'm living my life and doing all the things that are important to me, I also see things that are kind of giving me cause for concern and pissing me off. So, this will also be a forum to address that kind of thing. Either way, I'm going to try to be funny. I got my, I got me a couple cans of Miller Lite here and a misdirected Indian Pale Ale, which is a really good IPA made here in the state of Utah. Now, don't give me any shit about the fucking alcohol volume on Utah beers, okay? I know that they're fucking lower. I don't need to hear you say it. But here's the thing. Yeah, they're lower. The Mormons, they did that. Volume of alcohol is lower. But it did create some interesting avenues for people to make really good beer that not only has regular alcohol content that you could get from liquor stores or beer and wine stores, but it tastes really good. In fact, there's a couple businesses here in town that have won awards left and right. Epic Uinta Squatters is huge. I don't know. Wasatch. All those companies make really good beer. So when people come here from out of town, I like to give them a little bit of beer from Utah. That's good. Either way. So, that is something about me. I like beer. I like good beer. So, why would I call this podcast Utah Heathen Podcast? What the fuck is a heathen, really? What is that? I know. Maybe you don't know. So, just so you and I have an understanding, I will explain it to you. I will give you a definition. Okay. So, heathen. A countryman, Old Testament, member of any nation or people not worshiping the God of Israel. Well, I am definitely in that camp. What was it? God of Israel, anyone not a Jew, Christian, or Muslim. member of a tribe, nation, worshiping many gods, not me. Person regarded irreligious, uncivilized, unenlightened, heathens, pagans, not religious. So, I make no real distinction that I am not a religious person. Those of you that know me well know what type of philosophy I do subscribe myself to. And I wouldn't really say subscribe. I'd say enjoy or appreciate or agree with. But I digress. I consider myself a heathen. By those definition of, from the dictionary. Also, it's related to Scandinavian culture. My mother's father was from Finland. Finland is a country in Scandinavia, just across the Baltic from Norway. Though some of the mythology in the Kalevala and the Havamal differ, I think many of the themes are the same, similar to Greece and Roman mythology. Now, I don't mean that in an insulting way. I think mythology is a very good thing. It teaches lessons, fables, and such, but that is what it is. To learn things and lessons, teach morals and values. And as a form of entertainment, before, fucking TV and books and literature were even hard to get, Pre-Christian Scandinavia. Now, the Lutheran Church is the big deal in Finland, and that's what my mom's all about. Just being a Lutheran, because that is what is popular in Finland. But I am much more interested in pre-Christian Scandinavia than I am in, the Christian philosophies that invaded and attempted to destroy books like the Kalevala and stories and oral histories. So, just by that, those terms, I consider myself a heathen. Okay. And like I said, I wanted to do a podcast, and I'm excited about doing this podcast. Obviously, this episode's probably going to suck, but that's fine. Go back a year from now when I'm a bit more organized and know what the fuck I'm doing. You see, the problem was today that I kept trying to go live, and I didn't realize that was just a feature on my phone instead of a feature that fucking... You know what I mean? I can get on my computer. So, got to find out a way to figure that shit out. Because I wanted people to be able to see me while I'm talking because I'm so pretty. Because I have such a pretty face, and you will want to see me and touch yourself while I talk to you about things. What the fuck? Anyway, as if there's just a group of people out there that just want to see my ugly fucking mug while I'm talking to you about bullshit that I want to complain about. So, being a fan of podcasts, you inspired by other podcasts and kind of interested in doing them because you see people that you like doing them and you think, hey, I don't know about you, but me personally, I see someone doing something that I think is cool,
I get the fucking grandiose idea, hey, I can do that. That'd be no problem. And then you end up with a shit sandwich, fucking like what I'm doing right now. But, you know, deal with it. Anyway, just for this show, I happen to write down a list of my favorite motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I wrote down a list of my favorite podcasts. These are all, okay, so these ones are current podcasts going on right now. And these are the ones that I like. First and foremost, Bill Burr Monday Morning Podcast. I love Bill Burr. I think, you know, you ever see, like, a celebrity. And you see him talking, you see interviews or whatever, them doing whatever they do. And you think to yourself, hey, I bet if me and him went out and grabbed a beer, he and I would really get along. We would have a good time together. Dear Slim, you still ain't called a rope. Sincerely, Stan. But fuck. Seriously, does that ever happen to you? Just, you see a celebrity and you're like, hey, me and him got a lot in common. I bet we'd get along. So, I want Bill and his wife and me and my wife to go out on, like, double dates. The only problem is they live in L.A. now, and we live in Utah. Is that fucking pathetic? Is that stupid? Is that pathetic? Am I being a stan? Am I like, hey, Bill, you still ain't called a rope? I hope not. He's going to get fucking... One of you assholes is going to get wind of this and send it to Bill, and he's going to get super creeped out, and there will be, like, a fucking... What do they call it when you're not allowed to go within 500 feet of that person, a restraining order. Jim, it's time to go to call my fans. Take it easy, Stan. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, how much I like his podcast. I really like Bill Burr's podcast. I like his stand-up comedy. And then when I found out that this little Irish fuck has a podcast that goes on once a week, I jumped on board to that. And I think it's excellent. He doesn't kind of just gets on there and does his thing, you know? Kind of just gets on there and he talks a lot of sports. And, you know, I like all sorry. I had a dick in my throat. No, I didn't really. Not this time. Anyway. So, Bill. Burr. He's from Massachusetts. He's from Boston. I love Boston. I would move to Massachusetts. I would pack up me, my wife, and my three wonderful sons, and we would move the fuck to Massachusetts next week if my wife would let me. And I know goddamn fucking well that she would probably get a job that paid really fucking well because of what she does now and, like, her degrees and shit. Yeah, that's one thing about my wife, dude. I married, like, way above myself. I'm like this fucking white trash guy that grew up in a shitty fucking neighborhood called Kearns. It's meth ridden. It is the cornucopia of methamphetamine for Salt County now. Mad Magna. But, yeah, so fucking my wife, super educated, absolutely gorgeous, love of my life, and all that other bullshit you're supposed to say. She could get a job, like, anywhere, any state. and she'd get buku money. She'd make a shit ton of money just because of her degrees and her experience in the apartment that she works in. Me, not so much, you know. I was invited to leave one of the shittiest high schools in Utah. They're like, hey, you know we're kind of a shit sandwich, and most of our class probably won't graduate, but you're like the worst of almost everyone. I know this happened to a few of my friends. They were told, hey, why don't you just not like come here anymore? Why don't you just fuck off? And give you like these severance packages of like, well, we can get you in a job training program, almost like job court. But if you're an idiot like me and you're super proud, no matter, you know, who or what you're doing, you're super proud and you tell them to go fuck themselves. So that's what I did, because I don't think things through. That's basically it. I got kicked out of one of the shittiest high schools in Utah. And as you can guess, I ended up working at several warehouse jobs, driving forklifts and, you know, whatever. Being super, like, thinking way more of myself than I actually like really deserve. I'm just kidding. I'm awesome. Kind of got off the subject there, which is probably going to happen a lot. So Bill Burr, number one, Bill Burr, Monday Morning Podcast. Another podcast I've been listening to a lot of, and I kind of just discovered it on accident because I was looking for another horror podcast after the Black Tapes kind of ended. But did it? Did the Black Tapes end? That was my question. Did the Black Tapes end? Send me a message on Facebook or fucking an email, because I would really like to know. Is the Black Tapes podcast over? Because they kind of left it with a pretty big cliffhanger, and that pisses me off, you know. Don't sit there jerking my gherkin and don't let me finish. Podcast on the Left. It's three comedians, and they're discussing, like, my favorite subjects, like cults and serial killers and, like, murderers and, like, fucked up shit. Because I have an interest in the macabre, you know. I blame my mother. She got me reading true crime novels at the tender young age of 14 because she wants someone to discuss them with. So, yeah. That sparked an interest in me, and so I read, you know, all the basics, all the classics of, serial killers and that kind of stuff, and it interests me, you know. Excuse me. Anyway, not like I would fucking like go out and murder a bunch of people, or I think what they do is cool. You know, I don't idolize them or anything like that. But it is interesting, isn't it? It is interesting for people like that to exist in our world. You know, what makes them tick? What's behind their thought process? Why do they do the things they do? You know. That sort of thing. Podcast on the Left. Three comedians. They're really funny. And you actually get a lot of information from these podcasts. And it's been around for a while. It's been around for, I don't know, a few years now. They're actually they go on tour with their podcast. And, you know, in March, I guess they're going to be, playing or presenting or hosting their podcast here in Salt Lake City at the Urban Lounge. If you heard that noise in the background, that wasn't me farting. I'm not, like, sitting here shitting my pants. You believe what you want to, you son of a bitch. But I didn't. It was my squeaky chair. Yeah. Anywho, another podcast I like a lot. Realm of Madness, hosted by my good friend Brian Ortiz. He is a guitarist in a band called Sebalba. I go back a lot of years with Brian. He's a great guy. I love him and his whole family. His mom's just the sweetest little thing, and his dad's just kind of a real funny guy. We used to go, well, anytime you'd go out to California to see a show at the Glass House, you'd hit up Brian and ask him, hey, man, can we crash at your house? You know, and he lived with his parents right there in Pomona. They had a pretty nice house, pretty big for a, you know, California house. And everyone was welcome to stay there. Everyone fucking went out there and stayed there. The band Cherum went out there and crashed, and they had this little spare bedroom that everyone would always sleep in. I think me and my family did it at least. I know me and a friend of mine went out there once and stayed, and then for Gorilla Biscuits Murphy's Law show, when Gorilla Biscuits did that tour, that reunion tour a few years ago that they did, me and my whole family, my wife, my son, Alex, and Will, I guess I don't really need to tell you people's names, so if you're telling people's names. Anyway, me and my family and my friend, we went back out there, and Brian, you know, welcomed us, and we stayed at his house for a while, and you always have to, every time you go to Southern California, at least me, every time I go to Southern California, I go to Vinyl Solution, and I piss away, I don't know, at least like $300-$400 on records. That place has been around forever. It's on Beach and Garfield. It's not that big of a record store, but man, do they have some great stuff in there. That is one of those stores, you know those stores you go into and you can have like $10,000 and still not get everything you want? That's how Vinyl Solution is for me, because I like to collect records. Brian hosts a show with some of his friends called Realm of Madness. And kind of just sit there and get drunk and talk about death metal. So that's kind of a cool, it's cool to me because it's a friend of mine that I know and people I know, kind of. And they're sitting there and they're just laughing and having a good time and, you know, just talking about shit I would talk about and just fucking riffing on shit I would riff on. So that one relates to me on a personal level. Maybe check it out. You could find it on SoundCloud or wherever the fuck. Which leads me to my next one. This is like a music podcast, okay? It's a heavy metal music podcast hosted by my pal, Hell on Wheels, Robert Luthold, on Radio Free Satan Network. It's called Metal Invaders. Robert has a really great taste in music. I don't know him personally, but we've chatted back and forth over the interwebs. He has excellent taste in music. He's got a good ear. He's got a real good ear for heavy metal music. And a lot of the things that he likes in heavy metal music are, you know, things that I can relate to. So that's a good one. Dave Ingram from Bolt Thrower and Down Among the Dead Men. He also has a heavy metal podcast called, Breakfast Metal Radio or Metal Breakfast Radio, also on the Radio Free Satan Network. that you could find. I don't know. I just I don't tune into that one a lot just because I just don't really remember to. When I get in my car, I want to hear some kind of comedy or heavy metal music. I guess that sounds redundant, doesn't it? I don't know. I tune into that one on occasion. I have many leather-bound books, and my house smells of rich mahogany. My friend Merlin Olsen comes over on occasion. He's dead, by the way, you know that? You know, Merlin Olsen, he died a couple of years ago. Who the fuck was Merlin Olsen? Merlin Olsen was a fucking football player. And then he became a sportscaster. I think it was a linebacker. I don't know for who. Someone in the, somewhere in the Midwest. Anyway. Music is the Lifeblood is another podcast that I've been listening to lately. My buddy John Carter, he is one of the hosts on that. And even though they're kind of obsessed with, they're like fucking dangerously obsessed with the band Kiss, Kiss fan, it's still pretty entertaining hearing a bunch of guys kind of geek out over heavy metal music. Now, not every single show of theirs is about Kiss. But lately, every fucking show of theirs is about Kiss. But still, it's a pretty good show. There's been a lot of podcasts. And I really like podcasts. It's just kind of people getting on there and just talking. But one podcast that I think was kind of above and beyond all other podcasts I've ever heard. Ever in my entire life. And I listen to quite a few. 9 Cents. Hosted by my pal, Adam Campbell. And, you know, that's not because, or maybe it is. Maybe fuck you. But that's not because he lives a block away from me. You know, it's not because he's just down the street from me. And I go over to his house and I drink all of his beer sometimes. And he makes his own. It's not like I go over there and I have like a case of Miller that was just like sitting on his back porch for 3 fucking weeks. And he's like, here, Joe, drink this. You know, no. The guy makes his own beer. He sits there and makes it and ages it right there in his house. And it's delicious and amazing. But that podcast, 9 Cents, that he did, is probably the best produced, most interesting podcast I've ever heard in my entire life. I think it's probably one of the best I will hear. Just fantastic. He presents things well. He produced that the fuck out of that show. Like this one. It's like pretty shit. About my show that's going to be is like all the positive shit about his show. Like, it was totally produced. This thing is not, I don't know. He had smart people on there. You have me, and I keep burping into like the phone. I just realized how much of a fucking loser I am. Anyway, 9 Cents. Look at the archives for that. Like, if you're interested in, you know, Anton LaVey or any of the Church of Satan stuff, or if any of that sparks your interest, check that one out. If it doesn't, no one's to, because that's what it's about. Black Tapes. I mentioned this earlier. And I proposed a question to you folks, you good people. Is Black Tapes done? Because it doesn't seem like it should be. It seems like they're kind of fucking with you. But Black Tapes, it was like a fictional story, but it was a lot like Serial. If any of you listen to Serial, Serial's kind of interesting, but those are true stories, and this was a fictional story, but it was horror-based. So it was kind of, it was pretty cool. So, you know, those were two that no longer exist, Ninth Sense and Black Tapes, no longer exist, but I did appreciate those while they were around. So yeah, what's going on in the news? Well, the biggest thing, those four fuck faces that grabbed that. I don't know. I don't want to be a dick and say the word retarded, but like, you know, handicapped kid, that mentally challenged young man, you know, fucking shit out of him and all that, yelling, you know, fuck white people and fuck Donald Trump, all this kind of thing. It's pretty reprehensible. Obviously, they picked on some kid. They're bullies. They picked on some kid, kicked the shit out of him, and they did it all in the name of, you know, fuck Donald Trump, fuck, and, you know, black power or whatever it is. Now, I kind of think you take people like that, and then there was also an incident recently over a bunch of football students grabbed some black kid and, you know, beat the shit out of him. And I don't know, like, the details of it, really. But they kicked the shit out of him and stuck a hunk, like a hanger up his ass, something like that. I don't know. Something like that, though. So, lately there's been a lot of, like, you know, this last fucking election was so polarizing. You know, I thought, the funny thing is, I thought Bush-Kerry was polarizing. Bush-Gore was polarizing. That was nothing compared to this election. That was fucking like civil, just basically, you know, just conservatives being conservatives and, you know, liberals being a little whiny liberals. But man, this last election, Hillary and the Celebrity Apprentice, fucking, man, that thing was polarizing. So many people got fucking mad at me over shit I said, unfriended me, and, you know, all that shit that I had to get off, well, I had to get off social media for like a month, because I couldn't take it. It was fucking annoying. So I think the solution is to take these four black kids that basically tortured this fucking mentally challenged kid. Then you take those football players, right? However many there were of them. And maybe put them in a room with meat cleavers and just let them go at it. Just let them just hack each other. And, you know, the ones that are left alive, you just, you know, because they win this little fight, maybe, you know, they get, like, plugged real fast. But, yeah, I think you fucking kill people like that. You execute them. There's 7 billion people on the planet. We don't need to sit here and suffer assholes like that to live.
you don't do it. And there's also been a lot of questions like, or, you know, statements about hate crimes. You know, will these four individuals be charged with a hate crime? And will the football players be charged with a hate crime? Not that I want to give any validity to the whole hate crime legislation, because it is bullshit. It's stupid. But by the definition of what the hate crime is, what the hate crime bill was, and what its meaning is, yes, those four should be charged with a hate crime. Also, those football players should be charged with a hate crime. Because their crime was based off of discrimination. However, discrimination is not a crime. Hate is not a crime. And hate crime legislation does nothing. It is pointless. It is stupid. I don't think it... We already have laws in place to prevent people from, you know, acting like assholes and beating the shit out of, you know, people and torturing them and all that shit. So it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary vehicle. I think what I really remember is hate crimes kind of, that whole legislation took place, I thought it was back in the 90s. And it was more after that kid up in, what was it, Montana or Wyoming? The gay one that they killed. They still have, like, memorials for him and all that stuff. If I'm not mistaken, I think that hate crime stuff kind of got passed after his murder. What the lefties like to do is take something that's sad and, you know, pass a law for it. We already have laws in place that exist for those reasons. But either way, yeah, I think you, I think you take those fuckers out and you put them up against a wall and you put one in their fucking heads. And you grab those football players, you do the same thing. If, you know, I have mentally challenged people in my family, and should anyone, you know, pull any of that shit with them, I'd take a machete and I'd take it to their fucking neck, you know. So, that's my take on that shit. Hate crime legislation was kind of silly and unnecessary. But by the government's definition, by the Justice Department's definition of what hate crime is, yes, all those individuals should be charged with hate crimes, which is kind of rhetorical to say, isn't it? Yeah, you shouldn't let people like that go and live. And, you know, I saw their fucking mugshots, and they're all, like, mean mugging the camera and shit, except for one girl. One girl looked like she was crying. The other ones were, like, thinking fucking thug life when they took their mugshot picture because they tortured some fucking poor kid. You know, ridiculous. It's disgusting to me. It's disgusting. Well, I just finished my misdirected IPA. So now I'm sad about stuff. I think the Patriots are going to... we're going to change gears here. And I think the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. I think they are. They just look good. And, you know, my biggest gripe with the fucking Patriots has been... They have this superior offense and no defense, but now they have, like, Jung and Flowers on there, and it seems like
how well it would seem that I hung up on you. Sorry about that. Anyway, I think the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. But I hope so. With the offense and the defense building up, they're kind of unstoppable anymore. Predictions. What do you guys think? Who's going to the Super Bowl? Clear your favorites. Kibosh on this episode. Hopefully it wasn't as bad as they thought. God damn it. But, you know, thanks for giving it a shot. I promise the next episode will not suck nearly as bad as this one. And, I want you all to go out there and live your lives and enjoy the shit out of them. Okay? So, next Sunday, I'll have a much better show in line for you. And it'll be great. And we'll have a great time. And we'll talk more current events and sports. And wherever the fuck. I'll talk about some heavy metal music, too. But, yeah. So, you guys have a wonderful week at work, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. All right.
Bye.